gave us lessons, laughter, and a few bruises. But here we are, standing taller. Today isn't just about resolutions. It's about honoring the wins, releasing the weight, and stepping into 2026 with culture, confidence, and community. So raise your glasses, because this episode is a toast to everything we've built and to everything we're about to become.
You know who you sound like?
Like who?
Like Logan Paul.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason, Logan Paul is who came to mind. I didn't even think about anybody else.
I was thinking like, I was trying to go for like ETV.
Oh, no.
I didn't get that.
I think the pitch is a bit too high.
Culture, confidence, and community.
I think add a little bit. you need to Africanize it a bit.
Culture, confidence, and community.
Yeah.
Anyways, welcome back to Seated, man. It's finally the year end function, man. Woo! Welcome to our very own like year end function podcast, basically. We're basically going to which you guys are seated. Seaters, what do we call these people again? I keep always forgetting these people what they call them.
I can't even hear
them.
What you're saying. Bro.
What do we call this group of community?
The seaters.
Yeah, the seaters.
Teachers, you guys, the disciples.
The disciples, that's the word. Yeah. The disciples. Basically, welcome to our year-end function. You guys are commenting right now live, and we are super happy. It's the end of the year. And we get to basically review everything that we learned. So today's podcast, guys, is all about the final steps of the year, going into a new year. What are we letting go? The weights that we're letting go of. What are we celebrating? We're sharing the highlights, the moments of like, wow, I learned a lot. Acknowledging the challenges, moving on, and obviously resetting our energy. And of course, just some goals and a closing toast to you guys, just to say thank you so much for a year of work.
Yeah.
12 months of spanning.
Of grind, yeah, we've pushed, bro. Yeah.
And we, like, Seated is our some most consistent platform.
Some didn't make it this far. Some were discontinued. So hallelujah that we weren't discontinued.
real. Yeah, so
it's
true,
it's
man.
It's tough, guy. I think it's been a beautiful year, man. I'm really excited for this episode, for us to unpack.
Literally, bro.
And to, so unpacking and speaking to the future.
Yeah, basically. It's a very chilled, very like, yo, let's just celebrate that. But what year are we in now of our podcasting journey? Basically asking Tata how many years we've been dating, basically. If he doesn't know,
I've got no this idea. Means very but little well to over, him. Well over 3 years.
Well done. So it's 3 years and 3 months. I checked before.
You and I or me?
No, you and I.
Okay, so I'm 4 years.
Yeah, you 4 years, yeah.
Shut up.
I checked right before. I'm just joking, I didn't check. But I wanted to see if you knew. You don't know.
I don't know. Bro.
Also don't know, but you should know. You should know. Anyways. Yeah, you should know, but anyways.
Isn't Leo and I we did it the whole of last year together.
Yeah.
And we did it this year together. And we did the previous, maybe
we did the year before
years,
also. Like
just under 4 years.
Yeah. So we've been speaking on the mic for quite a bit now.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And this is one of our year-end podcasts where we just reflect on our wins. We talk about the things that we wish we learned faster. We talk about the things that we're excited for next year and all of that. Very, very fun, but I hope you guys that are listening can take some lessons about what we speak about. I mean, that seems to be the theme for the whole year. So.
Yeah.
But let's get straight into it with, of course, our favorite question.
How are you?
Are you closing apps? What are you doing?
I'm scrolling down my YouTube to see like where we started. Because you're like, you've challenged me here, bro. You told me that I don't know.
You don't even know when like episode one dropped.
Nah, dude.
And we need to start knowing these things because it's like, yo, no longer 1 year in. We're like
To throw you off, Looking From Jolo was 4 years ago.
No, stop it, man.
Season one.
And you know I started the podcasting with you after that.
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So it's 3 years. Yeah, we're right.
Yeah, just under three. Anyway, we've got
But how are you? Should I go first?
Yeah, man. Yo. You know, life was too good. Life was too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think, you know, they say whenever you're at your lows, the highs are coming. When you're at your highs,
the lows might come.
Not lows, but I think a lot of challenges are going to come.
Yeah,
so
obstacles.
I think this year has been like the biggest lesson. I'll never forget, I prayed like 2 or 3 months ago. I was like, God, give me the millions. I want the millions. Prepare me. Whatever the millions take, like, give them to me.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've been getting prepared for the millions.
Yeah.
Through having to fix certain things in my life. So now it's like, I've been fixing. I mean, guys, being an entrepreneur is so difficult. I think you guys understand. Like, you go from building an idea and then you you start doing sales, and then you get like a potential client, you get excited, then you get dropped. That happens like 12 times. Do you get what I'm saying? And it's like, it's not about you being capable or not capable. It's about like you just getting the right amount of yeses. So it's like, I feel like I'm constantly planning things, then saying, let's go.
Yeah.
It fails. And then I go back to the drawing board and planning again. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like we've done a lot of planning.
So much.
Like so much.
I think planning. I've made, in this year, I've made 12 presentations. This what is it? In the past 3 months, I've made like 12 presentations.
Yeah. We planned so much, bro. And it's like, fuck.
We're presenting to each other back to back.
How much are we going to like plan? And like, don't get us wrong. We're getting like work here and there. But it's not like optimal. It's not like what we want it to be. If I'm going to be 100% honest.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we're good. Like, everything is running. Highly blessed. Like, thank God.
Yeah.
Studio's flowing. People are coming to work every day. People are being paid. Like, we are investing. ASM is doing great. Like, ASM is also
ASM
like,
is doing really, really good shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like, fuck.
It's like, the positive. This positive, like, dude, like, this is real life. You did science. For every positive, there is a negative.
Yeah. So, I think I clocked this morning. I was busy journaling this morning and, like, writing. Please. Post my book. I did this last time. I'm gonna do it again.
Okay, so wait, sorry guys. So Tato does this for aura farming.
Tato does this
for aura farming purposes to show these people behind the camera every time. That's why he always leaves his book beforehand or leaves his glasses beforehand.
Are they not there? It's not that I'm leaving it.
Like he always says to someone, okay, someone please get my water. My eyes, can someone please get me my thing?
I've been looking for that, but nah, it's probably in my bag. No, I've been looking for that. It's in my bag. Just full of shit, dude. So I'm not doing this to order form, bro. I'm just asking for help.
Let me get my, I forgot my Lamborghini keys on the table over there.
Yeah, they
are. You see the Lamborghini? No, behind the MacBook. Behind the MacBook. No, next to the, dude, sorry. Next to the Ruby. The behind the MacBook.
Ruby's not even in the studio. Okay.
But yeah. What did you write there? Sorry.
Okay.
No.
This one is a bit... I think I'm going to go to...
Where'd you get these books? Typo. They're nice.
No, not Typo. But I'll Valuco.
Valuco. I know Valuco.
Yeah. So this is the book where I unpack scripture. Nope.
Okay. Dear diary.
So here, I mean, please, like, forgive my English, but I think it is Zechariah 4, chapter 4, verses 69, right? So it says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. That's what the verse says, verse 6, right? And I started unpacking it, and I think I even posted on my status. It says, like, if God started it through you, God will finish it through you. Like, we need to pull from God, and we need to pull from God. And I started writing about the year. Because I felt so bad. Like, I learned how to do e-commerce. I learned how to build a website. I learned how to do social media. I learned how to become an agency. I learned how to become a manager. I learned how to run brands. I learned all these things.
Leader.
And I was like, I learned LinkedIn. I learned automation. I mastered AI. Then I'm sitting there like, fuck, like, what are you continuing to do? You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So as I'm going through this verse, you know, this is the one where I unpack scripture. Mm. This is the private one. Dear diary, my brother upset me again today.
Yeah.
I don't know how to deal with him. So here, I wrote amen. Then I wrote heal love. And then I wrote deeper. I think I wrote those three words because I was listening to praise and worship. So I'm very intentional with the words that I hear in songs. Then I was unpacking a verse went through a church. It was Zechariah 4, 6 to 9. And then I think... 6 says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, right? Which basically means that, like, you can't do things by yourself. You need to do things with God, and God will feel you in those moments where you're sad. Like, you need to give it to God. And if the whole giving it to God thing is confusing, go watch my vlog. I actually unpacked what giving it to God means to me, and I actually did a practical example. Then I said, when you get a calling, God has not assigned it to you to achieve alone in human flesh. I said, amen. I said, we think we are walking alone, but our callings can't be achieved alone. We can't be fighting alone. right? Then I said, amen. God will flatten every mountain against what he has commanded you to build. Yeah. Then I said, your vision is still valid. Your calling is still valid. Your assignment is still on heaven's agenda, right? And the reason why I'm saying reading this part, because I eventually got to this realization as I was unpacking this word. Because I was like, damn, like this whole year, I've learned so many things. Like, yeah. I've learned e-commerce. I've learned how to build a Shopify store. I've learned how to master AI, automation, LinkedIn. Like, I've done so many things. And in me learning all these things, I felt like I was like not applying all of them continuously. Mm. Right? And then I said, oh, I'm actually within God's academy.
Yeah.
So my prayer will be, God, please give me millions. Please prepare me for what millions require. Then God will say, okay, cool. Let me put you in school.
Yeah.
Let me teach you the importance of this thing. You've mastered the skill. Okay, my child, let me pull you away from there. You've mastered it. Let me take you now into AI. Yeah. Okay, let me teach you how to use AI. Okay, you've mastered it. Okay, cool. Let me not take you into this thing, right? So I'm being guided so that when I now formulate what I want.
You have a bit of taste of everything.
You understand? Because like even now, the past few weeks, my team has been focused on our offer. Like what's our grand slam offer, right?
Yeah.
And then in that now, I have directions. Okay, cool. I know what I'm offering people in 2026. Now we are building every single piece of content, every single thing from that offer. Everything needs to speak to that tailored offer. And I even got an opportunity with someone now who's aligns with that offer. And it's like in the tech space.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, okay, cool. I feel like I've been getting prepared.
Yeah.
Now I'm saying, okay, let's rock. Yeah. I'm planning my life properly. And hopefully it goes well. Do you get what I'm saying? So yeah, so I've been feeling like, I'm doing all these things, like it's tough. Like, where are my ideal clients? But it's like, was I ready for the ideal clients?
We weren't. No one was.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if in the agency part, you and I got a 10 million rand tender,
were we
going to be able to deliver?
A 10 million rand product. Yeah. No, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm just finishing what
you're saying. I'm saying. So I feel like I've been in God's academy.
Yeah.
And I'm taking like pleasure in viewing it like that. It's making me calm the fuck down, right? Because I've been hella like
hard on yourself.
Yeah, like bro, every day like you're doing something different. But it's like, bro, if we had to take a step back and compare what we're doing to the normal NPC, it's like we're actually grinding. Do you get what I'm saying?
I think if you look at it like on a year perspective, right? And I think this is maybe a challenge for everyone at home as well while we're getting into the topic. If you look at your accomplishments on a year perspective, if you had to say to yourself in Jan, hey, here's a checklist of all the skills I want you to learn this year, and you listed all those things as a checklist, the person in Jan is going to feel that task to be so daunting. Like, yo, I have to do 12 skills this year. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I like to think that God also gentle.
And this one skill needs like 200 hours.
Yeah. So they're like, I like to think God gentle parents us in the fact that he surprises us with like lessons, because if he had to tell you the lessons coming, you would also, you know, that would cause you anxiety to not feel like you're confident enough to do all of those things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So also all that is an inner blessing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's how I am.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to like channel that inner energy.
Yeah.
Of like, yo, bro.
Yours is so deep. Hey?
Long term. And I was even writing. I was like, yo, because yesterday I was like crashing out and no one could actually, I think maybe they could tell. I don't know if they could tell. I was crashing out, but like internally in my head.
Oh, yeah.
My brain was like going,
been there.
I said to Mbali, I'm like, yo, Mbali, when you work, do you feel like pressure to complete your task? Then she was like, dude, maybe like last year, but now it's like, I'm showing up, I'm doing my work. And if I'm doing my work, like, what more can I do? Then in my journal, I was like writing, I was like, it's so funny how Lebo and I keep saying like on the podcast and everything, like, yo, you know, we believe in taking everything step by step. And it's like, we understand it and we do take things step by step, but do we believe it? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's one thing to have the strategy of, okay, cool, step by step, day by day, bro. Like all you have to do is put in 1%, like one step forward.
I believe now, but previously, no, I did not.
Do you get what I'm saying?
So if I'm being honest.
So I knew it, I would preach it, but I felt like I wouldn't
have faith in it.
I didn't believe it. Yeah. And it's like, you have to believe that like, if you were taking a step forward, you are guaranteed.
Guys, can you see this guy had a lot to get off of his chest this morning, bro? Like, you came to the podcast, you're like, I'm sure you were like, I can't wait.
I don't know.
I can't wait for Tabang to say 3, 2, 1.
Because, bro, I didn't know.
Because I'm like, damn, bro, this guy had a lot to get off his chest, man. I even want to give you a hug. I'm like, yo, this guy is stressed, man.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm stressed, ne? But I'm hearing your stress. And I think I must also just be a bit more lenient towards myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I think I'm seeing the beauty in viewing life in seasons.
Yeah.
Right? We have to view life in seasons, not today. It's like, yo, bro, how was March to July? Surreal. How was that season?
Yeah.
And then once you start viewing life in seasons, when you are going through hardship and you have to climb to the top of that mountain, you're going to be like, ah, dog, this will be a joke in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I saw this TikTok of this one hand saying like, she hates the quote, Rome was built in a day. It's like it completely removes the fact that they built that thing every single day.
Yeah,
like,
they're laying bricks every day.
They lay bricks every single day. That's how Rome was built. It was every single day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I like to now, because now I've gotten into... And I'm very grateful to my loving partner. She says, I must look to the camera. And I say, here's the camera. My loving partner. And no, I am safe in my relationship. Happy too. Please stop contacting me for romantic endeavors. She was saying, she said to me something so crazy, right? She was just like, yo, you have a nasty habit of she says to me, like, you believe in yourself like more than anything, right? Like, you believe that you're capable of like going to the moon. If you put your mind to going to the moon, you could probably go to the moon, right?
Yeah.
But she's like, you have a nasty...
You're a genius, man.
Yeah, she's like, but you have a nasty habit of like getting lost within it. You feel me? Like getting lost in it, like you get too hard on yourself. You get too think of yourself. I wanted to read something so
because they don't know what it's like, bro. But they don't know what it's like.
No, they don't know.
Like,
how it's
not
like.
Your goal. Like, but I'm just saying, like, people don't know how it's like to operate at a specific level, guys.
Yeah, bro.
We are taking the uncomfortable route in life. Yeah.
It's a big risk.
And it's a big risk. It's tough in our 20s.
Yeah.
It's gonna be nah in our 30s, it's gonna be marvelous in our 40s. And it's going to be ho 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 in our 50s, right? Yeah. But it's like
we're gonna miss all of this. I know you know this. Like, that's something that she also tells me.
I don't think I'm gonna miss this shit.
You know how people say, like, you're gonna miss all that stuff?
Nah, not this part. Like, maybe the previous part, like last year, but not this season, bro.
Anyways, let me tell you how I am.
This is flight or fight mode, bro. You think I'm gonna miss this flight or fight? I'm fighting for my life, bro. I'm fighting for my life.
I like this, like, yeah, and because. No, I like what you're saying because this is actually the perfect podcast for you and the people back at home because. This is part of the year end. This is that you need to now get the chisel, get the hammer, and start carving away the fatigue of lessons and understand the gold underneath them and understand that you are now refined. You have more armor. You have more strength. You have more muscles. Yeah. You have more discipline. And that next year, you take the learning and you remove the L and it becomes what? Earning, kids. I can't teach you guys everything, man. Anyways, I want to go into my how are you?
Yeah.
If that's okay with you.
Yeah.
if that's okay with you.
No, we're good.
Okay, cool. So mine's not Bible verses. Yeah. It's tweets from me. Like, yeah, but the Bible was written by dudes feeling life. So if you deep it, we all really like disciples. You feel me? But anyways, in 2021, right, I had this crazy life lesson where I think I failed the semester test for the first time.
Right? It's 2020. 2021, you graduated.
I get it. I was doing the honors now.
Oh.
Yeah, the one that I dropped out stats.
Yeah.
So I was failing everything. It was my first time failing, like, every module. Like, I'd never been there. Like, you know what I mean? Never been to this hood before. I stayed. Yeah, but anyways, that's not the point. So in 2021, I had this revelation that, like, hey, Lebo, you big dummy. You need to start taking the lessons that you learned today and teach your future self because you forget. You forget what you overcome. And I started this thread on Twitter in 2021, and it started with me just saying the tweet, I will be great. Nah, I'm going to just keep going. I'm going to tell you guys. So in the same day, I wrote like two of them. I said, I will be strong. I will be brave. Months passed. It said, patience is the key in everything. Months passed. I will be self-caring and loving. Months passed. Everything has happened because it was supposed to. I will let people help me. The next year happens. Failure is only when you give up. The next year, okay, I skip a couple. Now it's 2023. Be the change you want to see in your own life.
Wow.
And then it becomes this year, 2025, in the very first month, give it your all and don't forget the struggle. And then now I tweeted 2 days ago, don't be perfect, just progress. And what I'm realizing that is that life has this beautiful way of making us struggle towards our goals. And I know it's a very dark mindset to say, but in reality, every light does have a shadow. It's just about the light being so bright that we forget the shadows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm fine. I'm okay. In the season of growth, always we're hustling, pushing, waking up early, 5 a.m., sleep 10 p.m. My phone tells me bedtime? ? Now,
yeah.
Because things are tough. Gym, I'm very much in it, pushing every single day I can. I'm falling in love with it, man. I leave everything outside of the gym. So right now, I'm playing a character in gym. His name is John Maverick, and he's in the army. So I only listen to army music right now this week.
Okay.
And you know, Thunderstrike! Yeah! Because I gaslight myself. I know it sounds crazy, but I gaslight myself. Yeah. I play these characters. But yeah, in a very good space. Super excited for this conversation. Because when you're in a season of growth, you sometimes feel like you hit your limits on your growth. Because you're doing everything you can now in your energy. So you need to find new creative ways to go beyond. Plus ultra, as they say in anime.
Yeah.
Let's go straight into the topics. Yeah, okay. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, cool. So, warm vibe. We've made it. It's December, man.
You said warm bath.
I said warm vibes. Oh, we warm made vibes. It.
Are you excited?
It's December, man.
Yeah.
We did it, man. The whole year. How does it feel? We did one full year of work. How does it feel? How are you feeling?
I think I described how I felt.
Yeah.
In my how are you?
Okay, maybe I should be asking.
Let me
going straight into the second topic then. Like, what are some of the wins and losses of this year that you were like, whoa, dude, like, I need a.
I think I have a new tissue. I'm joking.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Okay. A big win for this year is that I forgave myself for everything that happened last year. I forgave myself. I let it go.
Yeah.
I put it all underneath. I said, God, I give this to you. I give you my pain. I give you all of my misfortune. Let people, like, I'm done looking at myself like I was a pity case. Now you look at yourself like life is continued. Life is on. Moved on. Moving from that mindset into this like healthy, let's be healthy. Let's be healthy before, as an option before we have to be healthy also. So trying to cut off all the things that like might hurt us one day, might hurt me one day.
Yeah.
Big win this year. I'm very proud of myself. Gym, very big win. I gymmed in the beginning of the year, actually. And then I took a break in the middle and then I went back. So as an overview of the year, I actually gymmed quite often.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy about that because, you know, you try to gym as much as possible. Some losses this year. Financial education was a big, big loss. I've never been angrier at myself for such a small, for something that takes less than a day to learn. You know, we undermine how quick you can learn to be financially educated, you feel me? And this year, I really, really regret. I constantly say to myself, if only I had saved since I was 20. If only I had saved since I was 7. I mean, I did, but then life happened. But I mean, like, if only I had thought about this since I was 17, the amount of money I would have been prepared for in case of emergencies. You know what I mean? I mean, just to tell you guys a quick story. Last month, my girlfriend's tire popped. And we went to go to replace the tire. And I told her that the average tire in South Africa costs 800, 900 rand. The guy looked me in the eyes and said 1.5. I had 1.6 in my account.
1.5 for her tire?
I think it was 1.3. Sorry. 1.3.
Oh, yeah, you guys got ripped off.
It was at Tiger Wheels and Tires.
You guys got,
I don't know why we say the whole thing. You can just say Tiger Wheels, no?
Yeah.
But anyways.
Maybe it's the price. Maybe it's the price.
Yeah, 1.3, whatever, no? I had 1.6 or something in my account, no? Took a deep breath. I paid the amount. I said, let's just get the tire. I said to my partner, you'll pay me back when you've got the cash, right?
Yeah.
We'll be fine. Don't worry. God will make a plan. I'm not stressed. Like, I'm not. Keep on. Haven't paid rent. I haven't done this. I haven't bought groceries. I'm like, you know what? God's got us. That is the most financial, uneducated decision a man can make. My father sent me the most perfect video. I don't know. I don't know how to play it, but he basically said, my son, Do not make a woman's problems your salary's problems. Amen, brothers in Christ. Amen, brothers in Christ at home. Do not make a woman's problems your salary's problem. Your salary was worked for by who? By you. For your problems. Your problems won't make it. Are you aware? So financial education, learning when to say, whoa, this is your emergency. Not my emergency. It's a funny story, no? Not the way you thought it was going to go. Now time passes. This is the end of the joke. So now time passes. She cracks the phone.
Yeah.
Now, from experience, you are aware. I paid 1.6 for a tire. Now the tire now has gone to 13,000. What happens when I said in this early in the podcast, I said, my dad used to say, in previous episodes, I said, my dad used to say, when you say yes to a woman, she adds a what?
A comma.
A comma. Amen. Amen, brothers in Christ. Looked at me, added the comma, brothers in Christ, and said, buy me iPhone 15. I said, not anymore. I will not be tied by the shackles of financial illiteracy.
Yeah.
I am financially educated now. No. My salary is not made for that problem. You must go figure that out.
Yeah, actually.
And every day this person's phone is having issues. It's flashing at us. It's opening up banking apps. It's opening up secrets on WhatsApp story. Then it opens up their photo. Every day. But I held my financial ground.
Yeah.
Because why?
Yeah.
Because it does not matter. Because Mutu's still going to say, what do you think we should eat tonight? With or without that problem.
Yeah.
And that's my problem. That's my salary's problem.
Yeah.
You understand? So financial education buffet too.
Yeah.
Big one.
Financial education buffet too.
But financial education. If you want to live like this and have samosas and mimosas and you live, you know, sorry, I'm sorry for going on and on about this.
No, you haven't even spoken for that much.
I'm sorry, but I was on a call with my friend Percy. Now, Percy is what I say is the top earner for this year. He reached I should have, in my rankings, I'm maybe just underneath him, I think. You know what I mean? Like I say to myself, top earners for this year. But we're on a call. Percy's eating ribs. Like, oh, he's eating ribs from Spur. I said, Percy, what are you eating? He's like, I'm eating ribs. I'm like, oh, I'm making ribs.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, how much did you pay for your ribs? He's like, 100 and, you know how much ribs are on Uber Eats. Be crazy.
Yeah, like 200 and something.
200 and something, right? I said, oh, I'm about to have 2 racks. And it's that is that amount. Financial education buffet too. I can't teach you niggas these things. I tell them, you need to learn to substitute your taste to match your luxury.
Yeah.
I didn't say give up ribs.
Yeah.
I just said take extra 10 minutes to make them so you can have more for tomorrow also. Yeah. Why not?
So real, I was actually in the same situation, I think a week ago.
Yeah.
Silke and I were craving ribs and wings. Okay, I was craving ribs and wings.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, dude.
Which is a natural craving, by the way.
So I was like, yo, I'm not going to go to Spur.
Yeah.
And even if I go to Spur, I was even like, oh, that's kind of sex. 6 clipper for 2, 7 clipper for 2.
Imagine.
Uber Eats, I'm like crazy.
Imagine.
I went to Woolworths because I love Woolworths' raw chicken. I bought a pack of wings for like $60.
Nazo?
And then I bought the rack.
180.
Big, I think it was a kg or something. Yeah. It's not a lot. It was about 190, 189.
Yeah. Or 220, somewhere.
Then I literally put the ribs in the oven, the wings in the air fryer.
Mm-hmm.
In an hour, I had more than enough food. Soul fire, chicken licking and sauce.
And I'm sure there was things left over. You're like, yo, I'm dusted. Mm. Like, I'm so full.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I think they're still in the scuff team that I forgot about.
And Kiman, you probably fed 2 for 300.
Whereas, yeah, I fed 2 and I could have probably fed 4.
And do you see it? Mm. So it's like, that's more things. It's like, my man, you buy Hennessy for sop at the club for 2,000. If I take you to the bottle store and my man, we'll get you the same bottle. We're going to get you, we'll even go to towards the other store to get you a glass. Get a dash, get ice.
Yeah.
Uber you home.
Yeah, buy you food.
Buy you food.
Snacks, get you some biltong.
Snacks. Wait, it's about what is it called? A cheese board. Mm. Have a cheese
Populate
board.
Your cheese board.
Hennessy, Habli, cheese board, DSTV stream. That combined price.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 2,000.
It's less than even.
So
And what do you enjoy for longer?
What do you enjoy for longer? So financial education was my biggest loss this year. Mm. And now I'm learning the...
Your biggest earning. Why are you looking at it so negatively?
Sorry, my biggest lesson. I think that's the right word. Yeah, my biggest lesson this year.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking towards like, what's the next thing? What's the next thing I should be learning and et cetera, which is compliance, registration, you know, signing contracts between friends and family. and brothers and siblings and blood and so forth and so forth.
You know, I have never had a contract. You don't have a contract.
I don't have a contract. Oh, for many things. With many things. Unyaka una everything. Anyways, let's celebrate. Oh, sorry. You haven't actually answered your lessons and wins and stuff. I'm very also excited to digest
the next
yours.
Part.
Yeah. I'm saying yours, yeah. Because I did mine.
I mean, for me, I'll paint a story. Like, I'll take you to grade 11.
Yeah.
That's 2013 for me. And I'm in religious education.
Yeah.
And I'm challenging everything the
teacher
is saying. It's like, yo, you know, John the Baptist, what? You know, have faith. I'm like, yeah, but why? How?
Mm.
Come on, like, I just come from science and maths. Why? How? Why? How? You know? Fast forward to 2024, meet this guy, Tabang. Fast forward to now, man of God. My biggest lesson this year has been my relationship with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, you know, a lot of times people, like, don't understand it. You know, I used to watch people, like, say, yeah, God is good. Mm-hmm. Give it to God. And people don't explain what they mean by that, bro. Right? And every time I speak about God, I try and explain further. My vlogs, watch my vlogs. Check out my vlogs. They bang. Trust me. Way better than this.
Right.
And I've even incorporated this in my vlog. So trust. You're gonna enjoy quite a bit. Same channel. Anyway, so when I say like relationship with God has grown, it's like, how does that look like, right? It's good to tell people how it looks like.
Yeah.
It's praise and worship. So singing God's songs. It's not having to deal with being sad and being alone and being negative by yourself. It's being able to believe in good coming. A lot of the time, like, people get depressed and sad because they don't believe that tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
Yeah.
So when you practice faith with God, you also practice having blind faith in life.
Mm-hmm.
You believe that what doesn't exist might one day exist.
Yeah.
I think that's why I'm seeing my work ethic this year like go crazier, because I've learned the concept of faith in myself and faith in God. And with me, like, guys, I know people always say, like, you know, people believe in miracles and, like, God is like, yo, moving this table for you to enable you to, that was so unnecessary, moving this table for you to enable you to not bump your toe. I believe that God has made us able beings, given us limbs, given us voices, given us
creativity,
a mind, a brain, and that is the blessing.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? He created us. That's how I view it. Yeah. So for me, every time I pray to God, I'm praying to God to unlock kind of like a new skill in me,
You just like me something. For real. Like, give me skill points. Give me the new skill points.
Give me the new skill points. You get me?
Yeah.
So that's how, like, you know, Christ has helped me. It's helped me believe in myself too. And then believe that all of these things don't actually matter that much.
I want to just challenge you.
They're all God's things.
You don't think now, but because I really do feel called for next year to, like, it's now, it's like you've got the skills and stuff, base level, but now it's the calling to specialize in those skills now.
Yeah. I think you and I have a great 2026
ahead
of us.
Yeah.
I think this year was a lot of, like, trying to understand what we're doing.
Fully, yeah. Identity, it was an identity issue.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? Like, the most sad thing about human beings and life is that you will go through hardship, and then you will forget that hardship. And you will forget how the hardship has become a new skill.
Yeah.
For example, I used to struggle with Ruby a lot. Right? Like, Ruby was so forgetful with, like, doing things and, like, uploading stuff and just doing her tasks.
Yeah.
Now she's good at it. She's better at it. And it's like, that was the main stress at the time.
Yeah.
And not because I was able to fix that stress in Ruby, we are now in a different place.
Yeah.
Now when we think bigger and we plan bigger, it's like, it can be actioned out. Do you get what I'm saying? So I think the biggest thing with us is that we don't view the progressions and we don't view how we've gotten better.
Also, like, bro, like, I hear you also, because I also see a change in my manager, like, her, how productive she is now.
Yeah.
But, and how proactive she is. But I also strongly believe employees reflect managerial standards. Mm-hmm. So I think she saw me working hard, so she works hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one of those, like,
yeah. We spoke effects. About it last time. We were even saying relationships are like that.
Yeah.
Like, if your girlfriend's a bum, you're probably a bum.
Yeah, you're probably a bum too.
Yeah.
Or you're just a very wealthy bum or a very, you know what I mean?
Like, bro, if someone comes and complains about their girlfriend like not working, I'm going to be like,
hey, play, that's on you, play.
Yeah, you're describing yourself.
My house is an act, bro.
Yeah. But my regime, my hand is editing until 5 a.m. She's trying new editing styles, buddy.
You know what I mean? Me and my hun, like every day before, because she goes to gym earlier than me, because she has to go in the morning before work. Mm-hmm. So she goes like at 7 a.m. sometimes.
That's my goal for December, eh?
6 a.m., 7 a.m., right? Literally, she'll like dab me up and be like, super couple, super couple. Because I used to go to gym. One man, I'd be like, I have to be the super couple all on my own. I used to stand in front of the couple, be like, I'm the super couple. She sees me waking up. I'm like, super couple. I'm the super couple. So yeah. Now I feel like she's like, low-key got those like subliminal messages. And she's like, yo, shit, like, I also want to be part of this like super couple. I also want to be like, yo. Because when I see her work hard, bro, you know how motivating that is for me?
Yeah.
It's crazy how motivating it is, actually, bro. To see someone like that.
That's why it's also so important to move as a pack, right? Yeah. It's like, whether
so
it's
real,
you and your goal.
Bro.
That's why I think...
Or business or whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're spitting, bro. Sorry.
No, like, I agree. Like, I don't mind you interrupting.
It's one of those real moments where Tata and I both just agree with each other. Like, we're just...
We're just
building the stack of cards high and high.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now we are closing the chapters and we're starting afresh. It is a whole new year. There's this phrase that comes out every single year that I really, really hate. Like
New Year resolution.
No, New Year, new me.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? So you're going to throw away all that experience?
Yeah, bro.
Are you kidding me?
For me, next year, it's new year.
Improved.
I need the exact same me.
Yeah, bro. Only improved.
I want a different me, nigga. I was great this year.
Bro, new me.
I was phenomenal this year. I need the exact same brew with the same work ethic.
New year,
the same
new
drive.
Me is a hate letter towards the year and all the struggles that you've got. It's like, yo, like, oh yeah, this year was not good enough for my standards.
Some people genuinely need to improve drastically.
It's okay, but let's not take away from what the improvements you already did. And that's what it does, that statement, you know what I mean? Because everyone goes like, because at the end of the year, what I hear is a lot of like self-hates come out. It's like, oh yeah, I wasted this year. No, dude, if you wasted this year, bro, we would not be seeing you right now. You'd be in, you know what I mean? You'd be living underneath a bridge. You made it through.
Yeah.
You made it through a whole entire year that was trying to, by the way, kill you. Disease you, because keep guys, we're still in the real like animal world. Eh?
Yeah.
Trying to kill you, disease you, make you sad, upset you. You overcame every single time.
Yeah.
And I want us to go into the new year with this like statement of saying like, new year improved me. You know what I mean? Or progressed me.
Hey, I need the same me.
You know what I mean? How do you reset and allow yourself to have energy for the next year?
It's so crazy. So for me, it's.
Tata's really fed up with my questions this time, boy. Every time I ask a question, go.
because your questions are playing to what I'm experiencing every day.
Yeah.
So ordinarily, in the previous financial years, we'd make a shit ton of money the whole year.
Yeah, true.
And have a lot of fucking money like
at the end of the year, December.
So this is the first year where it's not like that for me. Where I get to the end of the year and it's like, whoa, like we made a shit ton of money the entire year, but we invested it everywhere.
Yeah.
In human resource, in all these things. So it's like, for me, I mean, the studio alone, my studio costs like 20K.
Yeah.
What's 20 times 10? 200,000.
Yeah.
Add another. So 240K was gone to the studio this year.
Yeah.
That's a new expense I've never experienced in my previous financial years, right? So for me, and that probably would have existed as cash now. Because I would have probably just shot at my apartment and gotten the same views.
And gotten that profit back. I get it, that money would have never gone to rent.
Yeah. So I'm saying, what if I had 240K probably cash sitting now? You know what I'm saying? But now, obviously, because I've got a greater goal, I put the money into this year to invest in the concept of a studio.
Yeah.
And instead of the studio taking off like within a month, it didn't. It took time. Mm. It took reinvestment. It took me having to learn, okay, this is how shit works.
Yeah.
What was your question again? This is how shit works.
So how do you like get your energy back?
Yeah, so now in this situation, I'm meant to fucking take a break, but I'm not. So, because the money's low. Like I'm meant to be planning Cape Town.
Bro, so can I tell you something?
Like I'm meant to be planning my New Year's. Now I'm like, yo, baby, like we can't do much. Just hold on.
Sorry, yeah.
Can't do much. So now what I'm doing is that I'm relaxing in hope that I'm equipping my team to be powerful. In January.
Yeah.
That's how I'm trying to ease my mind.
Yeah.
It's by saying, you know what, guys? Let's do one last push. We still have a month.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Usually by this time, usually when it's about to hit December.
Bro, even buying drinks.
Airbnb,
telling
relaxing.
People, hey, man, you know I'm hosting a bride today, tomorrow.
Yeah.
You can choose which day you want to come, which bride. That's how much money is coming in.
Yeah.
You know?
And guys, don't get me wrong, guys. I've also changed a lot what I do in the year. Yeah. So I've also invested a shit ton of money in stocks this year.
Yeah.
Like money that I wouldn't have ordinarily invested. So I guess maybe I should be viewing that money also there because it's like, it's there.
Yeah.
But it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, I'm going to be relaxing by, I'm doing a 30-day challenge from December, posting a video every single day.
Yeah.
You know, I've launched new products. We've been doing digital products. We're teaching people how to make money, like the real way, which is really exciting. And we're really trying to scale the creator program, right? So it's like, I'm just trying to build on that. Yeah, because I want to, I have targets for next year. By March, this leg of the company should be making at least this amount of money.
I'm going to throw myself to, because I think a nice thing to do is also just to reflect when you're in these moments, right? So I always throw myself, so now I told Tato, not always, sorry. I started this thing of throwing myself to my time today, last year, just to see like,
oh yeah, yeah, like you on my back, photos. What were you doing in 2023, 2022? Yeah.
So in December last year, I had just paid rent for December. I was broke for December. A brand deal hit me up mid-November to do, but they said that unfortunately, the only way for this campaign to go through is if we do it just before Christmas, right? So I remember I had to sacrifice Christmas to get that cheese to be able to go into Jan. And I remember sending emails in Jan to every client, because now I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm starving now.
I've been eating noodles for weeks now. And it's festive season. You've seen people eat assorted biscuits. So now I'm looking at the oversight, the overview, and I said to myself in Jan, like, let me send an email to all the brands that I work with, a new rate card. This is my media kit. You know, Happy New Year, all that stuff. Blah, 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 blah. And this year, I'm going on vacation.
Wow.
We progress, guys. Wow, we progress. Like, I'm trying to tell you that, like, bro, next year, the problem will be which I should have chosen Hawaii instead of Indonesia, but you know that recently Indonesia just got the visa. That's why. So
that's powerful, bro.
That's how I re-energize myself. Yeah. I like to say, think about the steps. I did this thing in my flight. It was so weird. Like, I looked left, I looked right, I looked left, I looked right. Then I took a deep breath, closed my eyes. Then I looked left, I looked right in my mind, and I like pictured all the places I had lived. Like, so I looked left, right, I looked, and then I was in the house that we lived in. And I looked left, right, and I was in the res that we lived in. Then I looked left, right, and then I was in the house again. And I was just like, dude, like, these are all phases where I was stuck in this bubble that was called life. And I thought that was like my life. Mm. That character that I played in that high school was my life.
Yeah.
The character I played in university was my life. But life is all of these moments combined. You know what I mean? So I'm super excited to see what next year brings me as well. You know what I mean? That's how I see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In terms of re-energizing myself.
Yeah, man.
Hey, okay, I need to get something to get this guy.
Oh. I agree with you. It's just they're like, it's what I was saying in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like life is moves in seasons.
Yeah. So now also you might be experiencing, this is a very rare thing that happens to people, but sometimes, bro, you experience like an August and December. You know what I mean? So your December probably it could have been in April and you were living life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes God also gives us a season.
No. I'm not sighing because my December is not, because I don't have a holiday. Is that what you're thinking?
No, I'm saying that like in terms of the fact that you have to spine.
Yeah.
100%.
So I'm not like sad about it or negative about it. I'm actually very excited about it. Yeah. If I wanted to, I could take a step back, but then I'd be giving myself issues. And you're right. Like, I mean, 2 months ago, I went to Cape Town, like, what, 3 times?
Yeah, real.
All actually. Expenses paid. So it's like, everything is perspective.
It is, right? Bro.
It's just that the reason why people are seeing me side, probably thinking, yo, this guy might not be okay. Like, we're cruising nicely. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's either you're like $5,000.
We just have extremely big goals.
Yeah. Massive,
like,
lala.
Massive goals. Like, massive, lala. We're trying to hit 7-figure months now. Yeah. That's the goal. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're trying to get to, okay, level, this month, we made $1 million in clients and in everything. Yeah. That's like the goal. Because as you grow a business, your expenses grow too.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
And they over, you earn, you make money, and then you have new expenses.
Yeah.
That takes away the new earning that you just earned.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
So
for me, like 100K now is like what I need to like maybe do my salaries.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? Mm. And it's like, imagine that pressure, bro.
Yeah.
Imagine that pressure. Like, okay, 100K is what you need to run this leg of the company. How much should I be making?
Yeah, but that pressure is going to just always be there. It'll just be in different versions.
Yes. Yeah. So now, the way I did business this year is that like I didn't have any investors. I didn't have any funding. I literally just had the money Tata Rambedi made all these years as an individual. So now, because it's a new business, I was reinvesting the entire year, right? Yes, we had some prospects of making money here and there. Like, we were scaling some businesses.
Yeah.
Some businesses, like, I mean, Dot Digest, for example, was making, like, a good amount of money every month. You know what I'm saying? That they are now gone.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a loss in income.
Yeah.
Do you hear what I'm saying? So I think people are probably being like, I can see the comments like, yo, guys, somebody give Tato a hug, check up on him. Well, good. I've just decided to inherit high-level problems.
Yeah.
And that's on me. You know, I was speaking to one of my mentors other like a month ago, Danilo. He owns Special Effects Media, amazing agency. He was like, bro, are you sure you want to scale your business and become bigger? Because it comes with a shitload of stress. He was like, yeah, the money is good. Yeah, you might be able to live that Cape Town life. You know, you might be able to do that travel life, but it comes with stress. And that stress, like, are you ready for it? Hell yeah, I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I want it, bro.
I want it. I'm hungry for it. But it's like right now, I wouldn't lie. It's not. I'm not in the best place to be because I'm at that point where it's like, we're there, but not there. So for us to get there, it requires all of me. And it requiring all of me, I won't lie, is taking a toll on me, which is why I'm sighing so much.
But I can't even like judge you or anything because like I told you that I cried the other time when it was hectic for us in the previous episode of when we were working so hectically. I was like breaking out. I was like, I never get to spend time with my heart. And I never, but now, like, dude, fuck that. Like, fuck that for real. Like, I lose my left hand. I lose my left hand to make it in this thing.
Yeah.
I lose my literally half my body to make it in this thing. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'd cut off my right hand right now if it meant that I'd make it in this thing. That's my mindset now. I want to die for this, bro.
Yeah.
I know it sounds crazy, bro.
Maybe a pinky, man.
No, bro. I cut off my fucking arm for this shit, bro. Like, I will die for this, bro. Like, I'm saying, bro. I'll die for it, man. I'll die for the success, bro. I don't give a damn anymore, bro. Like, I said to myself, dude, I will push everything aside, my cravings, my entertainment, like watching a movie, playing PlayStation, like things I love to the depth of me. I said, I don't give a damn, bro. Like, I will give everything to this dream, bro.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, it's like the conversation we had of my dad and you and I, not everybody's willing to do that.
Mm.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
So if I can do that for 5 years, I've done it 5 years more than the average person.
Yeah.
Already, that puts me a level above. Even if it's not income-wise, it's skills, mindsets, discipline, everything.
Yeah.
You're always gaining if you're trying to be different from the crowd.
Yeah.
You're always going to be gaining.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So yeah, now I had that grievance, but I've fully accepted it. Life's hard, but I'm willing, bro.
It also makes sense that like, because guys, level comes from like a hectic 2024.
Yeah, true.
So the fact that where you are right now, I get like your mindset, your mind is strong now.
I'm steel, bro. Sorry for swearing. Like, I'm steel. I've seen that account drop to zero. I've seen things bounce.
Yeah.
I've seen money come in crazy, like a crazy amount of money come in. I've seen both sides of the coin. And I can tell you now, I don't care how much money is in my account, I'm going to make it, bro.
Yeah.
That's because as long as I have my creativity, my body, my mind, my tongue, I will be able to make money and I'm going to make it, bro.
Yeah.
You guys, like, I kid you, I know it sounds really messed up and you're going to say, whoa, but you can remove and you're not that at that stage where you will believe it, but you can literally remove everything here and we'll make it again.
Yeah,
I swear to you, bro. Like, we're really 100%. Made for this, bro. Like, 100%. This is what we are on earth to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, that's just how I feel about it.
No. We share the same sentiments.
Yeah.
Like, we're together there.
That's what I'm so excited for. And I'm not excited for next year because we have this thing of like saying to ourselves, like, next year, we think our goals will be met.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, next year, like, my body will be in shape. My body will. I've been in gym for 3 months. My body's still not where I want it to be. This thing is an everyday hustle, bro. You're like, you know what I mean? So I'm just in that phase where.
If I was watching this podcast now, I'd be there like, shit. Be there like, yeah, nigga, like. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like no, because like,
but
you're giving me that feeling, bro. Like,
you know what?
When I watch niggas, man, I'm there, gonna go grind. Then I go and I grind,
bro. Like,
you know what I'm saying? But I'm so used to like grinding like alone.
No, bro.
Unless I'm grinding with you, or unless I'm grinding with the team. But I'm used to like being in those moments like alone.
Yeah.
So now I'm experiencing that moment like with everybody in the fucking room. Like, I'm there, like, yeah. So I'm feeling you. I'm there, like, yeah.
I was watching these guys. They're like marketing guys. They did like
yeah. Yo, sorry. Cause you, like dog. Also, if we open our eyes, like what the fuck?
We capable, bro.
Like around us, like bro, guys. Not I'm like this is not even on like a flex thing, né?
Yeah.
But like, bro, we're in a studio. We've got gear
from YouTube.
We've got Tabang from YouTube. Us. We've got bro. Kenny editing in real time right now.
And these are your accomplishments, by
there's
the way.
Four. There's a staff of five outside on lunch. Mbali, Ruby. The intern. Five outside online.
Key man, Sars is just ticking everything. Tato's saying and says, tell us more. One more thing. One more.
You get what I'm saying? Like, AI automations on blast. Yeah, man. Like
bro, like, we really made for this, bro.
Yo, guys, I won't lie. I think everybody needs to actually take a sibling or take a friend and start a fake podcast and just follow talk, this format. Bro. Like, speak about, like, how you are.
Just talk.
Like, do the how are you. Because this shit, like, it cleans the mind, bro.
Bro, it detaches and... Man, I want to say, like, guys, obviously you might be in a season where, like, Leba, I'm so exhausted. I'm so tough. I only really want to say this thing. And I'm saying, like, so sensitive because I understand and stuff. Like, boo the fuck who, bro? Get up and make yourself something, bro. You're gonna complain. You know, Tato said to me something. So, you know, Tato likes to do the thing where he gives me advice, but I know he's not taking his own advice that he's giving me. I implement every single thing Tato says to me.
Yeah.
I've started to do that and I've seen my life change because that's the thing you need to do. People that
the things I tell you, I'm telling you because I'm doing them.
Yeah. But I want to, I want to say something.
Yeah.
There's one that you said that people like to complain because they don't like to identify the root problem cause of the issue, etc. Right?
Yeah.
Khunze, I can give Khunze an example. Khunze in the group this weekend, ne? Said, guys, I failed to upload. What's the root problem? You didn't want to upload. I gave him a call, spoke, whatever, we laughed, whatever. I said, please do this thing. He fixed it. Previously, I was going to just mice. I was going to be like, nah, whatever. Finding root causes in our lives, in our daily lives, is a motivating factor.
Yeah.
I have this voice. I told my girlfriend, I'm still triggered, guys, of saying my girlfriend out loud. Sorry, you'll have patience with me. I'm just human. I'm human. You drain.
My girlfriend.
And I've been here for a while, so you must understand, it's very triggering to say these things out loud because we lose these things yearly. Anyways.
The girlfriends.
Yes! That's why it's so hard to say my girlfriend online. We use these people yearly. Yeah. Anyways, but... sorry, I'm getting lost, but...
Yeah. Root cause analysis.
Oh, yeah, root cause analysis. Yeah. So
you're talking to your girlfriend.
I was talking to my hand, and she was talking to me about, like... Oh, like, gym is so hard. Like, going to gym every day, it's actually been quite hectic. Like, I feel always tired and stuff. And I was just like, I looked in the eyes and I was like, dude, I remember I said the thing to you. I was like, that's the weakness leaving you, bro. That's the weakness leaving you. The weakness is grabbing onto you, bro.
Fucking Andrew Tate, yeah.
Bro, like, that's the weakness leaving you, bro. I'll feel tired, bro. Tata's calling me saying, you know, one of our businesses doesn't have content. I can't say to myself, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I need to get shit done. I know it sounds hectic, but I need to get shit done. And I need to do it soon.
Yeah.
Last week, Friday, Tato and I had a conversation. He said, yo, bro, we need to do a marketing strategy for this ABC.
Yeah, you made an amazing
one. I said to myself, boo-hoo. Who wants a weekend? Boo-hoo. Do you think the person who's driving a Ferrari thinks to themselves about the weekend they lost in the year of 27?
No, they don't.
They don't give a damn. What they feel is the whip that they're in, the money that's coming in, the life that they've built, the accomplishments. Yeah, and I'm not in it, and I want you to, I've always said this on the spot, I'm not in it for the money, bro. Mm. I'm in it for the respect and the power. I'm in it for the respect and I don't give a damn about, money comes and goes, bro.
Yeah.
I want the power of what a successful business gives you.
Yeah.
And that's looking at your siblings' eyes and they listen. Your cousins will listen to you. Even your dad, you can tell him, shut up. You're not, you bloody fool. You made 1 meter in his life. There's things you can do. And I want to unlock all of those things. I want to switch up completely. And I can't switch up being the person you are today.
Yeah.
Break the shell. Open the cocoon.
Yeah.
It's tough, it hurts. But break the cocoon. Open up. Because why? There's only a butterfly inside. Who's going to fly higher than a cocoon? You know what I mean? Fly higher than the whatever the thing becomes before the butterfly.
Yeah.
Such a real story,
no? Yeah, no, banger, 100%. Like,
otherwise, chief, you're going to crawl on the ground while you see butterflies in the sky enjoying Tasha's, Paul's, Lamborghini, the vacations to Bali, thinking to yourself, why am I not up there? be the outlier. Crack your damn cocoon, bro. I'm being for real, dude. This is the one. If anyone's listening to this, this is the best advice I've given the whole year.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
I'm telling you the truth. I agree with
you because your advice shifted even the way I see things. You know, sometimes, guys, we can say things that are powerful and we can say, you know, believe day by day.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, there'll be times where somebody falls into a position where they are defeated.
Yeah.
And then they've won, they've lost the battle, not the war.
Yeah.
And today, yes. Everyone can see, like, as the podcast started, I was in a position where I had lost some sort of war. Mm. But in your talk,
it's just a battle.
I feel like I feel like,
I don't even want to get into it, bro. Like,
I don't know how to explain, but I feel rejuvenated. I feel able. I feel ready. I feel blessed. I feel ready for warfare.
Because, dude, what's the difference? I always say this. What's the difference between you and the person that's successful? It's the decisions that person's making, bro, on a daily basis, bro. Yeah. And I get frustrated when someone says, like, I don't have enough hours in the day. I watch every day come alive, guys. I see their sunrise every day. Mm. I see the day come alive. By the time it's 12, I've had a full day.
Yeah.
And what does that allow me to do? It allows me for my evenings to not be work-based. You know what I mean? Mm. So solve your issues in life. Yesterday was hard. For me, that's an hour in my day. Your Tuesday's problems is an hour in my Tuesday. It's an hour. Because why? I'm efficient. I don't let a problem hold me for longer than 2 hours. If it's a problem I can't solve, it means it needs no resources. You move on. Mm. I'm moving hard now, chief. I want to be 29 and rich, chief. Yeah, I don't want to move like a lady. I'm still ordering Lady Killer. No. Like, let's move. Let's progress. But let's close the podcast, bro, with a closing toast that you're going to give to the people. Just affirm them, bro. Tell them that, yo, you know, like, even Noah, Noah, guys, you know Noah was building that Agwan Nwasani. Hey, Lena. Like, affirm people. Like, tell them, guys, we, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I'll just say this.
A toast, chief.
A toast. Yeah. I think we can toast to making it to this exact moment in time.
Yeah.
Like, for us, this is our current time. This is our reality. This is our present.
Yes.
And you watching this at home, this is now your present.
Yeah.
So let's cheers to this moment, because this moment exists because of all the good and bad that we've done all these years. And I think if we can take a step to see how we've grown and allow for that to be a beautiful thing, and to see how we're existing now based off of, you know, the good and the bad, that can help us be in this moment. So let's now be in this moment and take a deep breath and say, we're enough.
Yeah.
So cheers to being enough. Cheers for making it to this point. And cheers for just getting it. Yeah, we're enough. And I think Lebo's really showing us the power of believing.
Mm.
I don't know if I'd remove my right arm, but I believe that it's possible with my brain and with a lot of AI. You know what I'm talking about?
It's a metaphor. It means that's how badly I want it.
Yeah.
I could literally, bro. But but you don't feel so sorry.
Yeah. Dan, you can tell your toast.
Well, first of all, toast to you. A wonderful year of advice on behalf of the people, the disciples. Thank you for advising us this year. Thank you for being vulnerable with us, letting the viewer into our lives as brothers. I don't know what I can say to you. You've literally been a force in my life this year. And, you know, I'm glad that you became a force while Christian, because I can imagine if you went, what was going to happen to me? I don't know. What was going to be misguided? So also thank you, Jesus. A toast to Jesus for just keeping us, you know, able-bodied, always energy high. Because, you know, we are always energy low in spirit, but our bodies are moving.
Yeah.
And a toast to you guys who are, you know, trying to make an effort to just to listen to something that might better you, you know. It's always a possibility every episode. And we have been so grateful for all the opportunities that you guys have done this year. And one of the biggest ones being the live show, right? Yeah. So we are so grateful because we've seen you guys this year. We've had a community like no other.
Yeah.
And even though we're not as big as the other major podcasts in the world, we know our impact is real.
Yeah.
It is real. And
bringing seriousness.
Yeah, and closing humor.
Closing humor.
And chat. Yeah. But anyways,
Thank you. Millennials.
Yeah, a toast, a physical toast to you guys. Can high five the screen or high five your Spotify or mute the radio.
And relax, guys. I know this is probably being posted like mid-December. Just relax.
Yeah.
Like, see, take a moment to just breathe.
Yeah.
See the people that you couldn't see. Go see your grandmother, go see your mother, go see your father, your caretaker, whoever. Just.
Yeah. Where should they find us if, because now they're going to miss us from the podcast? If you guys,
I'm doing a 30-day challenge. My vlogs are still live.
Yeah.
Kenny and I are not taking leave this December. We are pushing. So a whole lot of content, guys. Yeah. I've also probably dropped my ebook by now.
Woo! I'm sure there's been some. Second one.
Yeah, second one. I'm dropping a couple, actually.
Yeah.
Second one, but then it should be on the screen as the episode is playing. Really exciting. Purchase the ebook, how to actually make money on social media. We've made millions from this shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you guys how to do the same.
From my side, you'll catch me on Kadi For You page. Also on YouTube, again, that's active. That's running up at this point. So well done to me, Level. Woo! Feature you. And of course, bro, guys, you guys will hear me on television. My ad is still running currently. Probably be more at this point, or who knows. Yeah. But yeah, I'm just.
That was huge, by the way. Congrats. That was massive.
Yeah, thanks, bro. Thanks, bro. I actually didn't realize how massive it was until I sat down and I said, I just voiced an ad for national TV out loud. And I was like, that's crazy that my voice is on a screen and I can't control it right now. It's presenting a brand's message. But thank you guys so much. It's been Seated of Level and the other Ampedi brother.
Yeah.
See you guys next year. 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!